With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Lightning storms last night have firefighters around Helena, Missoula, and Hamilton chasing reports of smoke and new fires in area forests. Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation spokesman Jordan Copin says firefighters are currently on the Hires Gulch Fire east of Bonner and the Cahoot Fire in the Miller Creek drainage. Copin says crews are making progress on both fires, which are less than an acre each. Copin says a half-acre fire near Elevation Mountain is now contained, as is another blaze near mile marker 130 of Interstate 90. Several starts have been found outside Missoula and in the Clearwater area, and Copin says coming weather also doesn't look to do firefighters any favors.
A lot of hot and dry weather coming on, and it's going to heat up even more, and things are going to dry out even easier. So when we have those storms come over, we're pretty prepared, and we know that we need to be on our best guard to do what we can to fight these fires the most effective way that we can.
Besides those, there's a chance new winds could spark holdover fires from lightning-struck trees in the region. 8 new fire starts were reported north of Helena today while evacuation orders were lifted for the largest fire burning in the area. Corn Cates Carney has his update.
More than half a dozen starts were reported after thunderstorms rolled into the area north of Helena Wednesday night. That's according to the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Crystal Beckman with DNRC says of the 8 new starts, 3 have been contained and the remaining 5 are very small and being attacked by 2 helicopters and at least 8 engines. None of the fires located southeast of Wolf Creek and north of Craig are threatening any structures. The Nevada Mountain Fire was reported just before noon Thursday and is burning around 50 acres west of Canyon Creek. 2 hotshot crews and a very large air tanker are responding to the fire. A community meeting about the lightning-caused fire is scheduled for 6:30 this evening at the Canyon Creek Volunteer Fire Department. According to information provided by the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest, no structures are threatened by that fire at this time. At noon Thursday, the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office lifted the remaining evacuation order for the North Hills Fire, which has been burning since last Friday. Aaron Vong was among the evacuees that was ordered to leave home Saturday.
I was overjoyed to see my house. You know, it was a little over a year and a half ago that I bought the house and drove up to it for the first time as the new owner of the house. And, you know, you kind of think that that's going to be the happiest time you ever are, driving up to a house, and the first day that you own it. But actually, the day that you drive home to it after an evacuation in which there was a good chance it was going to be gone.
The North Hills Fire is burning around 4,900 acres, and at last report Thursday afternoon was 50% contained. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Lightning near the south end of the Bitterroot National Forest last night has sparked a 1/10 acre fire west of Hamilton in the Canyon Creek drainage next to Blodgett Canyon. Forest Service spokesperson Todd McKay says a few firefighters have been working on the blaze near Barley Creek this afternoon. Helicopters have also made water bucket drops. And the 1/10 acre North Lost Fire, started yesterday, also continues to burn a mile southwest of Camas Creek in the North Fork of the Lost Horse drainage. McKay says officials feel good about both fires, but are concerned by tomorrow's weather forecast and red flag warning.
It includes scattered dry thunderstorms, breezy westerly winds, dry lightning, and the potential for gusty outflow winds up to 50 miles an hour. So with all the lightning we've had and that forecast for tomorrow, obviously the next couple of days will be pretty critical with any holdover lightning fires that could kick up, and of course these two that we're working on suppressing right now.
McKay says firefighters have responded to 37 lightning-caused and 11 human-caused fires in the Bitterroot this summer. None have grown larger than an acre. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have submitted a proposal to use a Missoula County radio facility for federal operations. The Missoulian reported Tuesday that county officials discussed a proposal that would allow ICE to install communications equipment at the facility just north of Missoula. Officials say the building is on U.S. Forest Service land, but county officials are authorized to grant access to other agencies.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Officials have confirmed that the child's body found in a remote part of northwest Montana was a missing boy from Oregon and that he'd been shot in the head. Lincoln County Sheriff Darren Short said an autopsy confirmed the body found on July 28th was that of 2-year-old Aiden Salcido. Officers were looking for him after his parents were found dead in an apparent murder-suicide near Kalispell on July 24th. A convicted sex offender is the first person to be charged with rape under a Montana Department of Justice initiative to analyze about 1,200 previously untested sexual assault evidence kits that were being held by law enforcement agencies. Alan William Miller of Great Falls was charged yesterday. The rape was reported in April 2015, but the sexual assault kit wasn't processed until last year. Prosecutors say DNA from the rape kit matched Miller. Senators from California and Montana said today that they plan to introduce a bipartisan bill that aims to protect communities from wildfires like the one that killed 85 people and destroyed much of the Northern California town of Paradise last year. Republican Steve Daines of Montana says the prospect of another tragedy like Paradise may be what pushes his and California Democrat Dianne Feinstein's bill through a divided Congress. The state of Washington has announced plans to kill another member of a pack of wolves that's repeatedly preying on cattle in Ferry County. But conservation groups contend it may be time to consider moving the cattle off of public lands. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife said yesterday that it planned to kill another member of the Old Profanity Territory wolf pack. The agency killed one member of the pack last month in an effort to change the pack's behavior. But since then, the pack is blamed for killing two cattle and injuring five. The pack is credited with a total of 27 depredations since last September. The Lands Council sent the agency a letter last week saying it may be time to move the cattle instead. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.